Hello, it's Wednesday, May the 4th, and we're in 1 Peter chapter 1. And today I want us to look at verses 6 through 9. And this is the reason Peter writes this epistle. He's preparing them for trials and difficulties to come, persecution from the Roman Empire, which broke out in the 60s of the first century. And Peter here talks about various trials in verse 6. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. Polypoikilos is the Greek word for various trials, multifaceted, all kinds of trials, not just one kind of trial, but every imaginable kinds of trials, big ones and little ones, and external ones and internal ones. And Peter is sort of combining the whole lot and saying that for a season in your life, you may be experiencing these trials. And why? So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you haven't yet seen him, you do not now see him. You believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. And here are the two issues of trials, various trials, but also rejoicing. Rejoicing because we are shielded, rejoicing because we are kept, reserved for a place in heaven, that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Troubles will lead you to grow stronger, stronger in faith, stronger in courage, stronger in endurance. Robert Murray McShane, who died when he was 29, in the 19th century, famously said, "I always feel much need of God's afflicting hand." Only Christians can say that and understand why in the world we would want trials, because on the other side of the trial, there is the joy of knowing that God is in full control and he will never let us go. Well, that's it for today. We'll come back tomorrow for one last look at this chapter for this week. But for now, have a wonderful day.